MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
The fight against sexual violence in South Africa has taken a significant step forward, with government's announcement of the National Register for Sex Offenders set to be made public by the end of this month. The register is designed to protect vulnerable individuals from potential harm by barring sex offenders from working in sensitive environments. The South African Human Rights Commission has welcomed this move, emphasizing its role in strengthening protection, increasing accountability, and preventing repeat offenses. I want to discuss the broader implications of this initiative, and I'm joined now by Nomahlubi Quinana, who is a commissioner at the Human Rights Commission. Commissioner, welcome. Thank you very much indeed. So from your perspective, how will making this register publicly available enhance the protection of vulnerable individuals?
Thank you so much, Jeremy, for this opportunity. From where we're sitting, this is something that was supposed to have been done a while back already. And how we think that it is going to ensure that there's protection of the vulnerable individuals. It is so because there's going to be now a register from which any employer can refer from as to who appears on the list, which will then entail that the correct people will then be appointed to positions that are not tainted or that are not implicated insofar as a violation of rights of vulnerable members of our community, whether it's children, older persons, or persons with disabilities.
Commissioner, of course, it looks good in theory, but there have got to be measures in place to ensure that this register is both effectively implemented and maintained.
Now, that is so. That is why, you know, from where we're sitting is we will definitely also then monitor how same is being implemented, because it would also not serve any purpose for it to just be there and not being used optimally. So it would be important to then impress upon all those that are likely to employ anyone to ensure that same is being used.
There's also an ethical issue attached to this. The register has got to make sure that it balances public safety on the one hand, also though with the rights of offenders who have served their sentences. Again, it comes down to proper implementation.
Now that is correct, but unfortunately it is so that one can never overlook the history that unfortunately you have lived in your lifetime. Of course, unless there has been expungement, in those instances, obviously, it's almost unavoidable that some people might find themselves no longer in the list. But for as long as it affects children, persons with disability, and older persons, we might have to make sure that that information remains for the longest time, because you know, whilst you could be rehabilitated, reformed, and even be deterred from ever committing such an offense, your history will always prevail.
It is controversial by its very nature. I'm wondering if the Commission is foreseeing any legal or constitutional challenges to the publication of this register.
It is so. It is likely going to be challenged a lot, as you have rightly pointed out, because it could be raised each time when somebody tries to move on in their lifetime. But of course, you know, what is imperative is the protection of the vulnerable members of the community, and that should, you know, supersede any other right.
Commissioner, you talk about the time delay in implementing this initiative, and I accept that. The tragedy, of course, is that it's taken such a long time, and so many people's lives could have turned out differently had it been implemented earlier. Having said that, it is in place now. Do you think this compares favorably to other initiatives in other countries?
Well, it does. At least we are moving a step forward. At least something is now being done. And that should, in a way, be favorable on our side. But it is so that as Human Rights Commission, we continue to be concerned, even when we look at different bills that are still sitting on the desk of the president and not being signed, it becomes a concern because it allows situations that would not have been allowed to continue.
One of the other concerns, Commissioner, is that public access to the register could lead to stigma or even vigilante justice. That's a real concern, isn't it?
That is the truth. That is the truth, because at all times, for as long as your name appears on that list, it is so that one would always be tainted in a way. But it is what it is. It's unavoidable. And that is why we're looking at it as a form of deterrence, you know, general deterrence, if one has to put it that way, that it could assist other would-be offenders to keep themselves off, you know, any criminal acts in order for them not to ever find their names in the list.
Just finally, I'm assuming that you have plans in place to monitor and assess the long-term effectiveness of this register. What is your planning going forward?
For now, we would want to see the register, you know, ultimately being publicized. And Jeremy, as you're aware, from our side, in terms of our mandate, it is then also to continue with monitoring in order to ensure that there's no violation of human rights or the culture thereof. So at this point in time, we have not yet come up with a plan, but same will definitely develop as at the time we now have the register. And we'll do that which we are supposed to do only in terms of our mandate. Jeremy, thank you so much.
Thank you very much indeed. That's Noma Hlubi-Quinana, Commissioner at the South African Human Rights Commission.